listening to Sandbox Radio.
And Sir Stuart's leather belts and auto parts. Jousting shall commence down by the Dragon Lair's arena upon the midday.
A Dog and His Destiny by Elizabeth Heffron.
This way, m'lady. Watch thy step.
Please don't talk like that.
Prithee, have I caused annoyance?
Where is my husband?
Thither lies the knave, besotted in our jail.
Claire?
Ian? Oh, my God.
Dog that thou art. Thou art freed only on the cognizance of this fine lady.
Could you please take those handcuffs off of him?
The restraints? I hesitate. He went quite mad last night at the Buxom Inn.
Well, I shall conduct myself a gentleman, sir, upon mine oath.
Your oath goes as far as I can piss, sir.
Are you nuts? You can't actually hold my husband in your fake Renaissance jail.
Claire.
Patience, I beg you, madam. I shall summon the Lord Mayor. BRB.
M'lady, that wast harsh.
Ian, stop with the Renfair speak. What the hell is going on? Why didn't you come home last night?
Sweetie.
I called you like 80 times. I thought you'd been in an accident. Wait, are you wearing tights?
Woolen stockings. They're actually quite cozy.
I called your work.
My work?
To see if you'd gone in. Why didn't you go to work yesterday, Ian?
Claire.
You missed your client presentation, the one you've been working on for over a year. They said the entire group from Cleveland was waiting for you in the conference room, and you never showed up. Why?
Did you see the moon last night, my love?
And what the hell did you do to get put in here?
Fine! There art the blighter! Ambles out of the Buxom Inn and straight to me corset shop he besotted on me. Then he puketh all over me finest tidbits.
Quiet! Let the Lord Mayor speak.
Let the Lord Mayor speak.
Thank you. Cheesemonger Ewan, what doth thou sayest for thyself?
Cheesemonger?
Just go with it, Claire. Lord Mayor, good people of Tuckwillaville, prithee I beg thy forgiveness for my gross misdeeds of the evening past.
Hey! Everybody, quiet down. I want to hear this too. Go ahead, Ian. What the hell happened in that corset shoppy?
Well, if I must, I shall blame it on the moon. No, thou sawest the moon last night, full and intoxicating. I'd just blown off a major client presentation, so my asseth was grasseth. But, huzzah, thy moon appeared. A magic orb, and it entranced me toward the Buxom Inn, where I did doth dine with many a jovial monger. The turkey leg monger, the peasant shirt monger, the face painting monger. And lo, my heart did swell and I felt so at home.
Get to the dirt, man.
We did imbibe much meat and sang dirty sea ditties and caroused with abandon, whereupon we were tossed out of the inn on our arses. Only then did I spy Lady Matilda's corset shoppy across the way. All those tight, fleshy corsets shimmering in the moon's lusty glow.
Not wrong there. Top of the line, me corsets.
I thought of my dear wife, Claire, and her many anguished texts and VMs. And lo, my organ groweth hard. Whoa!
Dial it down, Ian.
I knew I had to purchase one of those luscious constraints for the good woman I hoped would stand by me in my hour of need. So I did meander to the shoppy.
Meander, says he? That drunkard wobbled and bobbled right into the shoppy, he did. I was witness. Then his innards expelled all he'd wolfed down. Bits of corn on the cob and strawberry shortcake.
Flew all over me, Guinevere collection.
Aye. I'm the knave, I do not deny it.
Then close thy trap and handeth me thy credit card.
Alas, madam, I have forsaken all credit this very morn. But I can repay thee in future cheese products that I shall monger anon.
Foul sloth, you cannot pay the Lady Matilda? Why, such a dog deserves his bollocks singed!
Singed his bollocks!
Good people, hold thy tongues!
Hold thy tongues, people!
Thank you. There is no need to cinch this cheesemonger's bollocks.
Okay, good.
He and the Lady Matilda shall jousteth at midday, and the issue will be resolved by mortal combat in front of our paying audience.
What the hell, Rex? I'm not getting on any goddamn horse.
Lady Matilda, may I have the honor of jousting in your stead?
Sir Stuart, that's not...
Prithee, mistress, I insist.
All right, Ith, but don't think this will get you any closer to my orchid.
It is decided.
It is decided, people.
Yes, thank you. Sir Stuart, the leather belts and auto parts monger shall fighteth for the Lady Matilda.
Give him the armor!
Constable Wayne, keep an eye on this fickle cheese knight until the jousting commences. All souls backeth to work. Oh.
You heard the Lord Mayor, backeth to work.
No funny moves, Cretan. I got my eye on thy... eye.
You've probably lost your job over this. You know that.
Yeah, Claire.
We've still got Nathan in college. We've got to save something for retirement.
What was I going to do? Sell those poor lemmings from Cleveland? A system that will be archaic in 5 years? Maybe less?
Now you worry about this?
It doesn't matter anyway. In 100 years, we're all going to be one single civilization, at least according to Yuval Noah Harari.
My God. Oh, my God. God.
Well, I can't lie anymore, Claire.
Is that what this is about?
I can't scare people into systems they don't need.
It's that book you've been reading, the one you're obsessed with.
Well, it's all fiction.
That book, what's it called? Sapiens, A Brief History of Humankind.
Now, we Homo sapiens have conquered the world because we can concoct fiction.
Why would Bill Gates put that sucker on his top reads list?
We create myths and live by them, but they are not real, Claire. I get it now. My job at AAA Security Corp is a fiction, a made-up thing. Nathan's college is a fiction. Your Etsy business is a...
My Etsy business is not a fiction.
It is.
No.
Yes, it is.
Ian.
Fake news, real news, it doesn't matter. They're all stories we buy into. I like the stories here better, Claire. I don't want to go back.
But the fair ends tomorrow.
I know. I decided last night. I'm choosing this fiction.
With the tights.
The whole package.
Oh, I feel sick.
My dove.
What are you doing? Get up off your knees.
My cream puff. Let's sell the house. The kids are gone. This fair packs up for Reading tomorrow. We could joust and cheesemonger our way across the country.
But you only read the first 60 pages of that stupid book.
I'll get to the rest.
And you've never made cheese, Ian.
The internet still existeth, my pet.
Plus, you're about to be jousted.
Everything's rubber, the lances, the plate armor.
Those horses aren't rubber.
No.
They're real.
Yes, they are.
Ladies and gents, the hour is nigh. Pray, make thy way to the Dragon's Lair Arena for a special jousting event. Sir Stuart of leather belts and auto parts. Doth challenge a newcomer to this shire. A cheesemonger by the name of Ewan. Yeah. May the full contact rivalry bring honor to all. Yeah.
Stay here with me, Claire. Your macrame brooches will sell like hotcakes.
Ian, this is crazy. I don't know. My God. All right. You're so invigorated.
We shall ruleth this kingdom together, my Petunia.
A fictional kingdom.
Absolutely.
Dog, prepare to meet thy destiny!
Ewan! Ewan! Ewan!